impact is what they count in the spirit realm. So what impact are you making while you live? Stop counting your hate. Start counting your impact.
Welcome. This is Apostolic Charge Broadcast with Apostle Lawrence Bamilo.
Please stretch forth your faith. It doesn't matter what you are passing through. By this time tomorrow, there will be a miracle that will wipe your tears away in the name of Jesus. Only if you believe. Welcome to Apostolic Church Broadcast on Agenda Television. This is Apostle Lawrence Bamilo. One day, King Ben-Hadad of Syria laid siege against Israel, and that led to a serious, terrible famine. It got to a point people start eating themselves, eating their children, and the king sent a message to the prophet, Elisha. He said, by this time tomorrow, if the head of Elisha is still on his neck, then God should strike him dead. And before his messenger will reach the palace, the God of 24 hours was well ahead. And Elisha responded and said, by this time tomorrow, the same bag of rice that is going for almost $100 shall return to $1. Hey, everybody shouted amen, those who believe, the one that couldn't believe mock. Then the minister of finance calculated through the knowledge and wisdom of men and said, Abba, even if this God opened the windows of heaven, can this be you, this sugar-coated, melted prophet that come again? And Elisha was hungry. He said, you will see it, but you will not be partaker of it. Look at me. In this very crisis you are, in this your financial difficulty, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, may there be a miracle in this your home. May the Lord clear your debts. May the Lord give you this admission. According to the time of life, lifespan of your prayer request, by this time tomorrow, by this time 3 days, by this time 7 days, the Lord will give you a miracle. In the name of Jesus. A man was owing several thousands of US dollars, precisely 6 million Nigerian currency, and he hooked up to one of our broadcasts like this on Sunday evening, and he had a deadline on Tuesday to refund the money or face shame, and the heaven opened like this, and he said, you said, it is done. He said, 15 minutes after, I saw a call from Southern California. It happened to be a friend of mine that we lost contact 2004. I drove his wife also to airport in 2005 when they were traveling out. But 2006, we lost contact. An angel of the Lord went to Southern California, tapped this friend, put him under prayer. He put a call through, and when he called, he narrated what he was passing through. He said, Monday morning, go to so bank. He was supposed to sell a house of several thousands of US dollars, precisely 10 million naira, for just 4 million naira, and still be looking for 2 million naira balance. Something happened to the network. The network was not going through on the mobile app on Saturday evening. And he decided by Monday evening, they will go to the banking hall to go and make the transaction. But between Saturday and Monday morning, there is a resurrection Sunday. He said, by tomorrow morning, go to so bank. The man said he could not sleep over the night. He was just looking at time, when will it be done? A miracle that will happen to you, that will be a good news that will take away your sleep. I asked the Lord to give you that miracle. By the time it was the dawn, he moved straight to another direction. Not the other bank you were supposed to lose the property. Where the enemy has planned for you to lose what you have, my God will redirect you. He got to the other bank, he presented the code, and they said, sir, you have $25,000. The man said, I don't understand dollar. Speak my local currency. They told him the equivalent exchange rate. The man said, I don't believe. This is multi-million Nigerian currency. He said, put 1 million in my hand first. Let me feel it. Let me know whether it is true or not. They said, at your service, sir. They gave him the 1 million naira. He said, when my hand touched the million, he said, the consciousness of my status returned. I started feeling back like a millionaire. He put a call through on the radio again, bubbling for joy. The enemy has set a deadline of 48 hours for him on Tuesday. And by this time tomorrow, this man was already restored. He paid the 6 million naira debt and God put extra 4 million in his pocket. And he still didn't lose the house worth 10 million. I stand on the covenant of the apostolic grace. Step forth your twins. Riba keten de beliaba rakuketa de goriata. Ayama kabairi peketundi likusiata. Are you in practical prison of life? Are you in spiritual prison? Are you in shackle of debts? Are your business collapsing? Are you sick in the hospital right now? I prophesy by this time tomorrow, there will be a miracle in your hand. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, quickly tell the Lord what you want him to do for you by this time tomorrow. Refresh your email by this time tomorrow. That good news is coming. Check your bank account by this time tomorrow. Multiple credit alert by this time tomorrow. The Lord will stir up the heart of men to favor you. By this time tomorrow, you are pregnant. By this time, 9 months' time, you are carrying this baby. By this time next week, you are sitting in this office as the boss. By this time next month, your business has started. By this time, 21 days, just to finish up the paperwork, this person shall be released in prison. By this time tomorrow, this court case is canceled. By this time tomorrow, by this time next 7 days, this property is sold out and you make huge profit. By this time next week, this car key is in your hand. By this time next month, this house is testimony in your hand. By this time tomorrow, that which you have asked God for, it is done. The only condition that can delay your answered prayer is disobedient. Jesus Christ is the one that will answer the prayer. If you are not in cordial relationship with Jesus, you are going to suffer yourself. If you have not given your life to Jesus, and if you are not walking in tune with Jesus, you will only allow the devil to suffer you. Just come as sincere as you are. Put your right hand on your chest as a sign of surrender. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I want you to forgive me. I have sinned against you. I am sorry. I have done wrong things. Jesus, please forgive me. I am broken. I am promising you it's a new beginning. I will walk in your way. I will do your will. I thank you because you have answered me. The guilt of sin disappear in my heart. In Jesus' name, I've prayed. Amen. I pray that the blood of Jesus wash you now and make you totally whole. Go to any church where they are preaching the word of God. Tell them you gave your life to Jesus. The pastor will assist you to grow. How would I go without blessing all of you that put it to heart to give to the Lord through this broadcast? We are reaching souls across the world, and your reward shall be heavy here on earth and also in eternity. You too can be one of them. Humbly make use of the information on your screen, or you contact me directly on +234 070 822 0300. I will hear your testimony. Follow me on all the social media network now. Let's be friends at Apostle Bamilo. Then subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can see many messages that will strengthen your faith. AGN Television. Go ahead and do it now. And we are much closer to you through iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, across all the digital platforms, both music store and podcast. Search Apostle Lawrence Bamilo. You will see all our fire broadcasts and powerful music that can strengthen you in time of challenges. I will see you in the next broadcast when I will be hearing your testimony of this time tomorrow. Congratulations. God bless you.
Thank you for being part of this broadcast. This broadcast was brought to you by the continuous giving of friends and partners of Apostolic Grace Network Africa. To join the AGN Air Force, please visit apostolicgracenetwork.org or call 234-708-222-0300. Until next time, God bless you.